وصل وحدة من الإنسان وفوجة. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سنة سنة إلامه. أما بعد، ما دير ست البرزن سيستر في الإسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قراء القرآن ثلاث. The reciters of Al-Quran, three kinds of people, or three different categories. The first group of those who recite Al-Quran, قَوْمٌ اتَّخَذُوا الْقُرْآنَ بِضَاعَةً. A group of people, they took the Quran as a trade. First group of the Muslims, those who took the Quran as a trade. You find them, they are the worst amongst all mankind. One masjid called me one day, they made an agreement with the one of those who are famous in the Muslim country to recite Al-Quran. They called him to open the masjid. And before he come here, and he made a condition. He said, in order to invite me to recite Al-Quran in your masjid, I need $15,000. I need, and this is fact and truth. And we're embarrassing actually to mention name. But his name is famous all over, and known among this whole Muslim community, or most of them. And he said, I cannot come to recite Al-Quran unless you give me $15,000. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحديث الشريف, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in authentic hadith, لا تأكلوا بالقرآن. You cannot use the book of Allah to eat by Al-Quran. And we have this experience here in this masjid. Couple of years ago, I spoke with one of the brothers who had extra qari' to bring him here to recite Al-Quran. So the brother, he told me, actually, you need, I said, I need one for the month of Ramadan. He told me, but this sheikh, he doesn't go less than $3,000. And he made a condition. I told him, may Allah reward you, I don't need him. Because if you want to come and recite Al-Quran, your niyyah should be for Allah. In order to recite Al-Quran, you make it sincerely to Allah and leave the Muslim community to get you gifts. But don't make it a condition in advance. You should leave for the Muslim after the qari, he leave the month of Ramadan. He has given me $5, he has $2, he has Israel, and we give him like a bonus. Not as a salary. This is وَلِيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, he hid himself to be in destruction. So قَوْمٌ اتَّخَذُ الْقُرْآنَ بِضَاعَةً. People, they take the Quran as a trade. You find today some Muslim jump from here to here, go this masjid to collect a couple of thousand, go this masjid to collect a couple of thousand. It's mission in Ramadan, everybody tries to make business. نسأل الله العلي العظيم, we ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to guide them and to give them tawbah. Because you cannot keep by Al-Quran, the book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, send it to all mankind to learn it, to concentrate, to learn it from Al-Quran, to recite it for the cause of Allah, not for business. Second group, وَقَوْمٌ أَجَازُوا حُرُوفَهُ وَضَيَّعُوا حُدُودَهُ. أَجَازُوا حُرُوفَهُ وَضَيَّعُوا حُدُودَ. The second group of Muslims, أَجَادُوا حُرُوفَ. حُرُوف is the plural of حَرْف, and حَرْف is from the letter. They took the letter of the Quran, and you see them, they recite, for example, you hear somebody recite the Quran in 10 different times. Because the Quran, as you know, has a different, you are حَرْف, Warsh, so they have like a different recitation. So the people, they took the Quran and they use it and they recite it in order that the people to say, oh, mashallah, he has a beautiful voice. He has excellent words, such as, I give you an example. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the Quran, Surah Al-Shams, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا. The right recitation for Ahl al-Sunnah, as you know, Hafs, and Riwayat Hafs, most of the Muslims recited, most of them recited in Hafs. So, for example, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when we recite this surah, we say, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها. So we find them in order their state to be separated and make money from it. Sometimes they change the way of their citation, such as والشمس وضحاها. Look how he recited. والشمس وضحيها والقمر إذا تليها والنهار إذا جليها. So for what? For to lick the evil, like feeling that is the Quran, that's why you find most of the Muslims, they don't concentrate with the word, they concentrate with the reciter according to his voice, to the voice, to the way how he recites the Quran. Most of the Muslims, they don't understand what is the reciter of the Quran say. So they follow only the good sound, the good voice. And this is what A'udhu Billah is the destruction for the Muslim Ummah. You cannot pray with the word of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to lead the people, go right and left, and enjoy about the voice of the Quran without concentration. Personally, I was sitting, somebody passed away, back home. And back home, always I'm talking about myself because I don't want to touch. Sometimes the brother get angry when we talk about specific society. But I'm going to talk about myself. Somebody passed away. In the night they built like a fence in the street, because it will welcome a lot of people. The house is not fit, a lot of numbers, so they build in the street a bridge like a shade all over by material, and they invite somebody to recite Al-Quran, which is prohibited. If anyone die or passed away, there is no in a sunnah, the clear sunnah from the Prophet ﷺ to bring somebody to recite Al-Quran. So what proof from the Prophet ﷺ, he said one word. He said what? تدعو لأخيكم فإنه الآن يسأل. The recommendation from the Prophet ﷺ, if anybody passed away, if anybody died, he stood in the qabr and he said, تدعو, make dua for your brother, because now he will be asked. That's what the proof from the Prophet. So what about the 3 nights, which is the minimum, which is the Islam, clearly from the Sunnah, anybody passed away, 3 nights, you are permitted only 3 nights, لا عداء إلا في ثلاث. You don't make any sympathy, or to build, or to make a ceremony for somebody who passed away, except more than 3 nights, except the woman. If her husband passed away, she will give her number of days the Quran describes it, how many? 4 months and 10 days. Only the woman. Her son, passed away. Her father, passed away, only 3 days. Her father, I mean her husband, passed away for about 4 months and 10 days. Woman stay in her house, doesn't go outside, doesn't have any relation with any new man, or to be engaged, or to talk about her, somebody need to marry her or something. No allowed at all for the Muslim. Not allowed for her to go outside with makeup and beautiful clothes and in zina, alluring herself, wearing her dolls, lie, have eye lining. Cannot do that, it's haram for her. She must stay under under what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran for months until days. Except 3 days. Any Muslim passed away, only 3 days. So what you should do? You invite somebody, knowledgeable. If the jama'ah, anybody comes to your house, actually, to greeting you, or to give you patience, or for sympathy, what you should do? You bring the alim to remind the people about the death, about the philosophy of this life. All of us, we are in a line. To give like a class of sabr, patience, how to be patient. Because there's the evil, they need such things like that. Not to bring somebody to recite Al-Quran, there is no proof for that. But anyway, they invited me and I heard about somebody in the community passed away. So I dressed and I went to that place. I found them, they built the great tents in the street and they bring the recital of Al-Quran. The man, of course, he has a calm down. I don't have any doubt. He has a beautiful voice. But I looked to the majority of the people, those who listen to this recital. He sit down and he say one ayah. And the people after he recited, they hear every single ayah. They almost shout. The man who recited the ayah from Surah Al-Haqqa. Allah says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم خذوه فغلوه ثم الجحيم طلوه ثم في سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا فاسلكوه إنه كان لا يؤمن بالله العظيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فليس له اليوم هاهنا حميم ولا طعام until the end of the ayah. The man who recited with the ayah, and I found a big number of those who listened to the Quran, he said, Allah! Repeated again. What repeated again is? You know, he doesn't know what the Shaykh said or recited the Quran. This ayah, Allah sent it for the disbeliever or the disbeliever or the disobedience of the Muslim. Order the angels to take him and lock him up in the day of the judgment in 70 feet of iron chain and pull him in his face and throw him in the hellfire. But the people of this ayah, if you hear it, the Sahaba, they used to be trembling and scared when they hear this ayat. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu arda. When you hear one ayah from the book of Allah, إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ لَوَاقَعَ. The severe punishment of your Lord is true and it will be in reality. What Anas ibn Malik? He fell down unconscious. And then what did he do? He escaped from the Medina. He stayed by himself in the mountain 3 days. 3 days. Because one single ayah. But look at the Muslim, say, Allah, ya Shaykh, beautiful, repeat it again. Repeat what? He doesn't understand the Quran, but he was concentrating in what? The sound, the voice of those who recite the Quran. So some people, they use the word of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, and what they do? Ajadu al-hurufa, yalhanu fi kitabillah. When he recite the Quran, he doesn't recite Al-Quran in a proper way. You find him, he makes the Dhamma Fatha, and the Fatha he makes it Kasra, and the Tanween he makes the Dhamma to Dhamma, and he change. And you know, the Quran, if you don't know how you recite Al-Quran, you could change the whole meaning. Change the whole meaning. So we need to understand the Quran. To know how we read, to go and hurry up and read the translation if you don't understand the Arabic. The second part of this hadith, ضيعوا حدودا. Today, you give the Muslim what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the condition and the rule in the book of Allah, because you just, but ya akhi, but what? But I can, but what ya akhi? Allah says that in the Quran, it is a command. It is a condition. You don't have any option. Huh? You must follow, you must obey, you must listen. And what happens? We enter our houses. And when we find our entire recitation of the Quran, nobody concentrates. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا. And if you hear the recitation of the Quran, it will be recited, what you have to do? You speak with your wife about the dunya, you speak with your friend about the dunya. La ya akhi, Allah commands you, if you hear the Quran will be recited, فَاسْتَمِعُوا, order, go and listen. وَأَنْصِتُوا, and concentrate. I don't understand the Arabic. Concentrate, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, for every letter of the Quran you hear it, Allah will give you good things, good deeds. ضيعوا حدودا. Rule of the book of Allah being lost among his us today. You find the Muslim follow the human law and they don't follow the rule of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. That, for example, in a Muslim country, if they caught somebody commit adultery, somebody in a Muslim government, they caught somebody commit adultery, what how they charge him? You send him in jail. Allah told you to send him in jail. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? The thing will be what? If they are not married. You strike them for how many? 100. Male and female. Because they are not married. But if we found any one of them married, what he should be? But before you stone him, how many witnesses you mean? You might ask with eyewitness? Four witnesses. If three came and testified, they saw both of them, three only, you understand, and they don't bring the number four, we will take the three and we lash them. We lash them because you must. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, arba'at shuhud, four witnesses. You must bring four witnesses and testify that they saw the man and the woman like the man and like the husband and wife. And if you bring the scribe and you pass it between both of them, the scribe is not going to go through. Meaning physically, not kissing, not hugging, must be in the bed together in order to judge those who testify or to take their testimony. But what happened to the Muslim country? We send them to the jail. Send them, they replace the condition. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, if we have a witness and we catch somebody who steals, what Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran? If you have witness, you have to shut his hand. And the Sunnah came to control you, not to shut the whole hand. We need to know Umar ibn Khattab in his time, when they caught a boy and he stole the sugar from one of the banks, what happened is, and he had an eyewitness for that. They came in the court of Umar and testified. When he caught the boy, he cut one of his fingers. Only the finger which he used, he shoved it by his finger in the bag of sugar in order to steal some sugar. So you cannot exactly cut the whole arm or cut half of the arm. You must see actually the evidence. But somebody caught steal by the five hands, I mean five fingers, by his hand, yes, the hand will be shot. The hand will be shot. So this is the law for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what they have in Islamic government, what they related today, they send him to where? To the jail. So he will take, that's why here, if they catch somebody stealing, they send him to the jail. Sit in a comfortable room, watching the game, watching the movie, play game, and then after that they free him after 6 months. What he gonna do? Again he will do it. But the law of Allah is perfect. If you talk today about, because they fear the West, is a human right, the people actually, the Muslim government is our so and so. You have to, this is our rules. This is our rule. We have to be proud and we have to practice it. So the people, they lost the command of the Quran, the command of the Sharia, and they regretted with the human law. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أول
لقد قدمنا عروة الإسلام عروة عروة، أولها الحكم في كتاب الله وآخرها الصلاة. The pillar of Islam will be finished one by one. We will lose it one by one, one after one. The first one we lose it among the Muslim community, among the Muslim government today, to rule by what? To rule by what? The book of Allah. They don't want to use the rule of Allah, the command, the condition in the Quran and Sunnah. And they replace it with the human law. And the last one will be lost. One of the pillar will be lost among the Muslim community, As-Salah. The last one will be As-Salah. Salah for us today will be what? Option. Some of the Muslims today, Allah, I came back from my overseas. Adhan. They called the Adhan in the Masjid. And they made the Iqama, and across the street from the Masjid, there is somebody play shot, play cards, smoke argila, and they don't pay attention for the Salah. The Salah has been established or not. This, what is that? Who says that? Sheikh, no. It's not important. Subhanallah. So we look to that. The third group before it was our class. قوم تدبروا القرآن فجعلوه دستورا وشفاء. The third group, and we ask Allah to make all of us among this group. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he said, تدبروا القرآن, when they hear the ayat for the book of Allah, they ran to concentrate, to understand, to follow what Allah تبارك وتعالى commanded him. وجعلوه شفاء, and they made the Quran شفاء. شفاء لما في الصدور. A healing of what you carry in your heart. The best شفاء for all Muslims, the Quran. If you find yourself fail in the sins, recite a book and hurry up and listen to Al-Quran. If you find your house has a lot of trouble, husband fight with the wife, husband the father fight with the children, everybody, our houses became like full of the shaitan. You know why? Because we don't put the tape in the Quran in our houses to keep the shaitan. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيما بيت يقرأ فيه سورة البقرة إلا وهربت منه الشياطين. Any house you put سورة البقرة tape or recite it in surah in your house, or the shaitan will put and escape from your house. Surah al-Baqarah, it is the shifa, the whole Quran are shifa for the Muslim. Healing, recovery, protection. Shaitan will leave you. But where is the Quran today? We don't concentrate in the Quran. We don't know. When we find some Muslim today, I'm not the best more than you, and the lower one under your feet. But today we will find some people has a long beard, and in the long is an old man, and he told him, come here, Sheikh, here. What is the meaning of قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد? What is meaning الله الصمد? He told him, الله الصمد, what does that mean? He doesn't know what الله الصمد is. When you gonna know? When you gonna know what is the book of Allah, what Allah says? If you don't give a time for the book of Allah, when you're going to get? But alhamdulillah, the Muslim Ummah, they have time to stay the whole night, to watch 3 movies, 4 movies, to watch, to stay 6 hours in the front of the internet, to stay so and so in the class of the baseball game here, hours. But we don't have time. When you recite, you start open the Quran, what's going to happen to you? 5 minutes, and what happens to your shit? Sleeping. 5 minutes only. Open the Quran, 5 minutes. He went to sleep. He said, Al-Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Alhamdulillah. You give the Quran, you put it in a time. I will see you next year. Subhanallah, it's not working, happy. You must actually have the word. Every day you must have, like in your life, certain ayat to recite it every day. Don't ever disconnect yourself between yourself and the book of Allah. You need your life to be life, and you are not dead in this life, recite the book of Allah, understand the book of Allah, concentrate in the book of Allah, and that is the people of the way, the winners. You will be the winner in the day of the judgment, inshaAllah ta'ala. Success in this life, success in the hereafter, protection from Allah. Allah ta'ala protect you from the shaitan, protect you from everything. Every day in the morning, just to say, قُلْ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ 3 times, قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ الْفَلَقِ 3 times, قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ 3 times, if the whole entire world will gather against you, wallahi they cannot do anything against you. But very simple, make this every day in your life. Every day make like a word, word explain certain ayat, certain surah to recite the book of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Then if something happens to you, Allah tabaraka ta'ala will protect you, Allah tabaraka ta'ala will guide you, Allah tabaraka ta'ala will let you understand what you're doing in your life. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala meet all of us among those people who recite the book of Allah, concentrate in the book of Allah, understand the book of Allah, and to make the Quran shifa, a healing, a recovery for all our hearts. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to guide us to understand the class. When we're calling the people for the class, everybody escape. Escape to the wall, shopping around the corner, look unto the woman outside, except to those who are protected by Allah, and Allah protected them. But this is our life. Our life will become far from the book of Allah, far from Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ask Allah to guide us and forgive all our sins. I am not better than anyone of you. I am sinner, I am guilty. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me and forgive all of you, forgive all the Muslim ummah, and guide us for the truth, the Quran, سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. جزاكم الله خير for listening. اللهم تقبلنا وأقبل منا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم. اللهم اهدنا إلى كتابك الكريم. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل الذكر. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن. اجعله لنا نورا في دنيانا وفي قبورنا وفي آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا. اللهم تقبلنا في عبادك الصالحين. اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم بلغنا رمضان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان، ولا عفو عن سيئاتنا إنا كنا من الظالمين، لا تعذبنا وأنت بنا راحم. اللهم اهدنا إلى صراطك المستقيم. اللهم ابني لنا مسجد منهاتن، اللهم ابني لنا مسجد منهاتن، اللهم ابني لنا مسجد منهاتن، واجعله خالصا لوجهك الكريم. وانصرنا على عبادك الظالمين، اللهم انصرنا على القوم الكافرين، ولا تفرط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك وارحمنا. واهدي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خير في الليترينج. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. سبحانك الله وبحمدك. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.